finish, please. Hey guys, hey. Welcome to our fourth mini. So hopefully you guys are enjoying these little mini episodes. Anyway, this one, we are going to be catching you up on our new format for the podcast.
Yeah.
You may have noticed that we have made some changes, and so we will be explaining that.
We'll present on the socials.
Yes, we're trying to rebrand, you know, raise brand awareness. So do you want to explain why we actually did this?
Yeah, so we have our main episodes, mm-hmm. which I hope you guys have all been checking out, which is a lot more long form content.
Yeah.
And we noticed that short form content is a bit more accessible. We can share mm-hmm. it more on different social media platforms. So we thought introducing the new mini series was a good way to just dive deeper into the episodes and for you to just sort of get to know us more in a less formal manner than is the main episodes.
Yes. So I guess maybe the difference, although these minis might still be educational and we hope we're still sharing some knowledge, the longer episodes we're hoping to be more academic and more driven by what the guests are saying and professionals in the field. So that is very important and still exciting, I hope, to lots of you. But if you just want to stick around for the minis, we're also happy for that. Happy with that.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I thought we should also just say where you can find us.
Yes.
So we are on Spotify,
mm-hmm.
we're on Apple Podcasts, and then you can also watch our mini content and a few of our episodes on YouTube, and we're hoping to be a lot more present on TikTok and Instagram as well.
Yes. So those are our main areas of focus and the new platforms that you can find us on. So let us know which platform you think we should, you know, really focus on, really hone in on and things like that, and what kind of content you enjoy.
Yeah.
Because we're continually trying to figure this out and make it better. So whatever you have to say is very important to us.
Exactly.
Yes.
And we also thought we'd just do a little personal check-in and just see what's going on. Do you want to start?
Sure.
Like you have a lot going on.
it's been a bit crazy, if I'm being honest. So I was... Well, a few weeks ago, I just finished a show called Afterlife at the Criterion Theater, and that was my first, like, proper kind of long run. It was 7 nights in a row.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
Plus dress, it was pretty much, like, 9 nights in a
yeah.
row. I was dead after. I got sick. But now, like, if I didn't respect West End actors before, I definitely do now. Like, they're doing this for years. Like, the same show every night. It's not that it gets boring necessarily, but, I mean, it might after 3 years or something. And it's tiring. It's exhausting. And also to, like, have uni and my other, like, my opera at the same time. It was kind of crazy. But I'm very happy with that. And it's lovely because I, like, some opportunities came about as a result of that.
So nice.
I'm not going to go into detail because I just had some meetings yesterday. And,
exciting.
You know, I've been... What is that?
Anyway,
I've been in contact with some people, but I might be doing a festival and like some poetry stuff and an R&D project. We'll see.
Nice.
Hopefully. And I'm, of course, still working on the opera. I'm ADing. It's been quite a while, but it's a big show with lots of chorus members and a huge cast. But it will open next week. So soon I will have that off my plate. And I loved it. I love the experience, but I'd be happy to have a bit more free time.
Nice.
Yeah. And of course, the course and everything, it's going pretty well right now because I only have 4 assessments left.
Only four.
Yeah. I mean, I had a period of time where it was like 3 assessments in a month, like big ones. And that was quite chaotic, especially because it was during the Christmas break. And I was like, no, thank you. But now that those are over, I can, you know, breathe a bit more. Although I'm sure some people are just like in the middle of doing so many things at the moment. Yeah. So this is my focus. Hopefully soon will be. Yeah.
Well, a lot.
That's that.
Yeah. Kind of similar to you, to be honest. I do have a lot going on as well. So the primary thing taking up my time right now is my dissertation project.
I'm so excited.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm choreographing a 30-minute dance theatre piece that looks at how non-physical forms of harassment manifest internally. Mm. So sort of staring and what the emotional repercussions of that are. So this is my first larger length project I worked on. Usually the dance pieces are 3 to 4 minutes. So this has been a major challenge for me, expanding to 30
You're
minutes
always
long,
at rehearsals.
Always. Yeah. But it's a really rewarding experience actually, and I'm really enjoying it. And I can't wait to see the outcome. Hopefully, well, it will be everything I imagine it to be. But
it will be manifesting that.
Then as well as that, I have a few exciting things coming up. Again, I won't go into too many details, but I'm going to be shooting a music video. So I'm
like
going to be
real one
in the video, and it's really exciting. The production team is like proper. They've done BBC, ITV, so it's going to be a proper scale shoot.
I didn't know about this.
This is really recent, mm-hmm. Which is exciting. Again, I've done video shoots mm-hmm. before, or theatre video sort of projects, but they've been local based, like local set,
is
local artists.
Local?
It's local, but just big scale.
Oh,
compared to the projects I've been on before, so that's exciting.
Very
I'm starting
exciting.
Rehearsals for that soon.
Congrats, by the way.
And then in addition to that, I'm on the youth board at the Belgrade Theatre in Coventry. Mm-hmm. We're currently in the process of producing a festival there, which is going to be bringing together local artists. It's all about usefulness and when do you feel useful, the environment, and all of those sorts of things. So again, that's been a really interesting and informative project for me, especially as I'm quite interested in looking at like producing events management. So yeah, I'll post about that festival soon. So definitely check it out. Those are the main things. Obviously the podcast as well. We're both doing the most.
Yes, we're trying our best here.
Yeah, but also if we're going to throw in a tip, I recommend doing the most whilst you're at uni.
Yeah, while you're young and able to do it all,
especially just doing theatre related things outside of your academia,
because you're not in the bubble.
What matters, and you get to
networking
the industry, meet new people
for sure,
and just learn what the realities of the industry are.
I mean, those are the main things for us. Like obviously that's a lot when you know you have university as well, but it's also we're surviving, we're managing.
Yeah, we are managing.
And it's important to take care of yourselves too. I'm trying to learn that and trying to learn to say no, because, you know, there are some things that come up and you're like, oh, I kind of really want to do that. I don't want to let this person down. But you also have other things you're more passionate about. My mom shared this image actually about essentialism. So basically, if you like imagine a circle, right? And then if you have lots of different arrows going different ways, they will only be tiny little arrows. But then if you have just a few arrows, they can be longer and like more straight.
Right.
Like there is an actual image, and I might post it alongside this actually, but it is important to think about that. And I struggle with it, but you know, we'll get better eventually.
I always say as well, if you're stressed, it's because you haven't sat down to manage your time. And if you're still stressed, you haven't prioritized the thing that actually matters the most.
Mm.
That's what I've learned.
Right. Or you can just be horrible at managing your time like me. It's okay. I'm trying. I'm learning eventually, hopefully. All right. Well, that's all, guys, for this little catch up. I hope it makes a bit of sense and you understand why we're doing it and that you're enjoying where we're going with it. So see you in the next mini or episode, whichever one comes out first. And
we'll see.
Thank you. Bye.